And now, in This Week in Politics with MLA Peter Biggs, he speaks about the public meeting held last week on communications in the islands, as well as planned diplomacy with the new UK government. Emily Peter Biggs, thanks very much for coming for This Week in Politics. We can start off by speaking about the presentation on Starlink. That was last night at the Town Hall, this being Friday. What did MLAs think about that presentation that was put on?
I think it's true to say that MLAs were very impressed with the professional way that it was done. I loved the matching T-shirts that the organisers were wearing, and the way they had the whole thing orchestrated in a very effective and clear manner, and it was supported by a whole load of people there as well. I think that the common view amongst MLAs is that we're pleased that people take the opportunity to express themselves in this way about a matter which is a big concern to the community, and we hope that the added momentum that the petition gives to the efforts that we are making to get an effective resolution for the whole problem of satellite cover and communications in the Falklands will be resolved in the not too distant future. But of course there are certain procedures we have to go through. We have to be fair, and we have to go through formal processes, and so I believe the next step will be it being presented to the Legislative Assembly and at our next meeting, and it will then go into a select committee process. And after that, it will have to go through EXCO as well. Whatever, you know, hopefully when the resolution's reached and we put something forward.
I think it was said at the meeting by one of the MLAs that there won't actually really be any discussion about it during the Legislative Assembly where it's actually handed over. I think that's because that's part of the procedure in the standing orders, that petitions being taken like that can't actually be discussed. They just have to be accepted. Nothing about discussing it in motions for adjournment, though, I think.
No, that's right. And I'm sure there will be a few mentions in the motions for adjournment.
And that select committee, it was reiterated last night that it is going to be an open select committee.
Yes. Yeah. Although it's possible that if somebody's giving evidence to it, which is of a commercial nature, then there might be a closed period for it, but it will mainly be an open.
And a very well attended meeting last night, as you said. Gilbert House taking notes. It's maybe a bit unfair because it's topic dependent, but
yeah. Well, a couple of the members took some notes, I think. It was altogether well done, and I'm sure it will have a big influence on the outcome.